Hello, this 5 minutes with a prophetess, the Word of God, episode 67. We're going to our fundamental scripture, Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. So keep on saying it with me. If you learn it, if you pick your Bible and you underline it or you read it, and you can be able to go over and over with me. So just 5 minutes, I'm going to talk to you today. We are still on the Word of God being present, the present tense. So I've read to you Matthew 4:4. Job 15, 16, and then Job 23, 12. And you can see that it is not in the past tense. It's in the present tense. And say, I've treasured up your words, the words of your mouth, more than my necessary food. So talking about his physical food. And some of us, when we're hungry, it is not a simple thing at all. When you're hungry, you are very hungry. And you must eat. The food must be now. Both men and women, because I know a woman too, when she's hungry, I'm not angry, hungry, H-U-N-G-R-Y. It's not as simple. She must eat now. So he says that if I can have that attitude towards God's word, where I know that the word of God is meat, food for my spirit. I am a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. The real me is a spirit. And how do I feed the real me? The word of God. Manna from heaven, bread of heaven is Jesus, the living word, the word of God. And I must eat it. So Job said, I found it and I ate it and I eat it. Okay. And now 23:12 says, I have not gone back from the commandment of thy lips. I have treasured up your words. And I said, you have to treasure up God's word. If you are not treasuring, it's not precious to you like your ATM card. Nobody will be careless with their ATM cards. Whatever ATM card you have, any means of getting your money in the bank, you are not going to be careless with it. Even your phone, you are not careless. You will not put your iPhone just anywhere. So how about God's word? What are you doing with it? What are you doing? You read it and you forget it. Or you read it and you make sure. Sometimes when you are beginning a relationship with the word of God, you read and sometimes you forget. But do not, you have to ask yourself, I ask, what have I read today? What have I read today? Then when I cannot remember, it means I have not meditated enough. So I pick that word and I begin to say it for myself. I begin to say, yeah, of God. Olivia, you are of God. You are of God. And you have overcome. You have already overcome. No, you will. You have overcome. For greater is he that is in you, is present, is in me. The greater one is in me. The greater one. So I continue to do that. Then in an hour's time, ask yourself, what have you read? Like that. You keep asking, keep asking, keep questioning yourself until one day you realize that you are rattling off the word like there is a broken pipe on your inside. I mean, literally. Literally, that's how you feel. It's as though there is a broken pipe on the inside and it comes gushing out like that. And people begin to say, No, I want to ask you, how do you read the Bible? The way you read the Bible, you know, it's really peculiar. Why? It's because you treasured the word and it was to you like more precious than your necessary food. The food that you have, the food you've been eating, you are attaching the same importance to God's word. And that is what is happening to you. So please, let's go on to treasure God's word and to eat it every day. You have to eat it. So when a child of God looks upon the word of God as Job did, oh, if only we will look on the word more than my necessary food. Have you eaten today? For some of us, yes. Someone, no. Someone has eaten and has even done dessert and eating some in between meals and all that. So why don't you do the same with the word? Like you have in between meals, you read your Bible, you listen to my podcast, you listen to these words I'm saying, then you read the Bible, you read a book, then you come back, you listen. What are you doing? You are treating the word like precious to you than more than your necessary food. And then what happens? It means that the word becomes real in your life. It becomes real. I mean, relating with it when you open the Bible. It's not like an old book. No. It's real. It's alive. It's throbbing with life. Throbbing with life. Throbbing with life. And this Job, because you're quoting Job 23:12, he didn't even have the written word. He had words spoken by angels, but we have the written word. We have the word printed in many forms. We have iPads and all form of iPhones and phones and everything that we have. We have the word in every form. But how little we have appreciated the value of God's message to us. It shouldn't be so. I see you. You are changing. You are changing from today. You are going, looking at the word. That this is my food. This is what my spirit is eating. And I must feed myself spiritually. It's true, I'm eating well physically, but I must also eat well spiritually. You bless, bye.